in this association and a schema. So if you had a schema, which you developed, then all of a sudden, you know, the airport, the identifier comes first, right? Then, you know, the wind, you know, all the sequences. So therefore, when you hear any ATIS, you can get it. It may be something unusual, but in general, you'll get it because you have a schema for that. You have a schema for a pre-flight. You have a schema for everything. Many, many things you make these things in your head for. So we learn by this method. So we also learn by the first part is memorization, right? So you memorize things, then you have understanding. You understand it after that. Then you something calls. Then you get the result of it, the automatic response to it, or the if it's a skill. Or if it's knowledge, then you get the end result of it. So, but you learn in phases. And also going a little bit deeper in that, there was a fellow called Dr. Bloom, who, if you're in education, you would know pretty much he was an educational psychologist. And he basically said that people learn in sequences and in various taxonomies. And a taxonomy really is a classification, nothing steps, we could even say. It's not really a step, but it's close enough, right? You could use the word. And so it's in the handbook, but it's not beautifully done, I wouldn't say. So, but if you look online for a Bloom's wheel, B-L-O-O-M-S wheel, you'll get an idea. It looks like a dartboard. And so what it's for is to set a learning outcome. So, for example, people learn like this. The first is knowledge. So the first thing is like memorization, right? It's the first thing we do. And next thing is comprehension. Then we can understand what we've just memorized or learn, like multiplication tables. Maybe you didn't know what they were for. And then after a while, you said, oh, I see what that's why I understand. Then application. Application means you can do the thing that you've set out to do. Now you can do it, right? So we learn by memorizing, then by understanding what we've memorized or concept learned like that. And third thing is we by application, we do it. So let's take a weight and balance as an example. So it's probably the easiest one. So weight and balance is well, for me to explain because I use it all the time. So the first thing is I say, go memorize or look at the terms of weight and balance. So you have vocabulary. So I got a datum, I got an arm, I got this, I got all that stuff. Okay, then great. Then we come in and we discuss what all those things are. Still can't do the weight and balance yet, but you understand the principles. And then the third one is let's do or perform a weight and balance for 172. Then each of those cases, those three, there was a verb in there that was the learning outcome. So the student will be able to list the terms of weight and balance. List is a verb that's part of that knowledge or memorization sets. So if you look on the Bloom's wheel, you're going to see the word list right next to that, which will say, I set the learning outcome. I want the student to be able to list. That's it. So that's a very low-level knowledge. And the student will be able to understand would be or to describe maybe would be in there on the second part of comprehension. The verb for the application will be the student will be able to perform, solve, await, and balance, right? So that's how you use the Bloom wheel to set an outcome because each student is different. And so a student who never done one before, not done anything, may just list the terms of weight and balance. Or maybe they've done one for a 182, now it's time to do it for this one. We'll be able to perform a weight and balance or describe the differences. Now, after those three steps, there's three more, and they're called HOTS, higher order thinking skills. It means that before you get to the higher order thinking skills, you have to be able to do something. So the application levels where we say, okay, from this point forward, there's three additional steps, analysis, synthesis, and last is evaluation. So let's use our verbs for analysis, synthesis, and then for evaluation. So on this weight and balance issue. So analysis means they can contrast or compare. So the student will be able to compare a weight and balance for a 172 and a TBM 850 and show what the differences are. So you'd have to be able to do weight and balance before you'd be able to detect what the differences are. So that's analysis. Then synthesis would be something like I give you a flight plan to somewhere, and then I have you modify it based upon your own risk and assessment for an airplane that you're going to take and your personal minimums and all that. So you'd have to know how to do all that, and you'd be able to have to take synthesized information from handbooks, from weather, from what that plan is, you evaluate what the plan is and change it. That's synthesis. So the student will be able to modify, right? And the last one is evaluation. That's the highest level. That's judgment, right? Student will be able to judge or grade or that would be that. So in the HOT section is where a lot of our scenarios fall in. They don't fall in just doing something. Doing something is I can go from here to Livermore Airport, something like that, or here to Hokie Airport from up here. Then we set scenarios in the middle and see how the student reacts to it. So I like to set the scenario first and then define the outcome last, because my scenario, for example, a diversion in flight, is going to work for any learner, whether they're at the very basic level and can just start to do the thing, or someone who should be super competent and ready for their test tomorrow. So my scenario, I don't have to keep developing different ones, because I'm taking a look at the what I can do, and then I look at the outcome for each learner last. So each learner, that's the backward approach. The learner is going to have an outcome, but my scenario will be the same.